Hi, John. I'm having a doubt attack. It. All seems too deep and unfathomable, and too many eons, plus unending comma with nothing solid to hold on to. I'm overwhelmed. That's excellent. It means it's sinking in. Yeah. And then you don't have to figure it out. I mean, that's something that the teachings are there, and you don't really have to figure it all out and try to get it all organized in your mind. It's just sort of that sense of, wow. Just to be able to stop the mind with that kind of, wow, that's really good. Because we continue on in our habitual programs and the ways that we react and perceive and live our lives, and we do that, and then we die, and we do it again. So that to be able to sort of have something that helps to slow that down or stop it, so we think, what the heck is this all about? And of course, the Buddha himself keeps, in terms of the cosmology and all of that, then the Buddha talks about it. But he also brings it into one doesn't need to understand the whole cosmology and all of that in order to understand the present moment experience of suffering and the cessation of suffering. So it can be, if one finds the external expression of the teachings helpful, then let's use it to either to encourage or to slow down. It's a tool to try to come back and fathom the way that we respond, react, moment by moment, to the world around us and our perceptions of our place in it.